Hey, Dog Pound. Welcome to the Browns 2-Minute Drill presented by University Hospitals. The Browns went to Pittsburgh yesterday, came up a little bit short, 30-27, but it was a tale of two halves. After an ugly start to the game that saw the Browns going to halftime down 27-3, the offense and defense stepped up in the second half with a streak of 24 unanswered points to finally tie the game at 27 before ultimately the Steelers kicked a field goal to win it. Caught up with Paul Kruger, who was one of the best players of the game on defense, two sacks on the day, and talked about the differences between the first and second half.
I started to get more comfortable in the plays we were running. They obviously hit us. They got to us with the screens and a couple deep balls, and as soon as we figured that stuff out, I mean, it was took the momentum away a little bit. Was able to get some, three and outs and give the offense some good field position. So I felt like overall, collectively as a team, guys just stepped up and made the type of plays we have to make, and just got to start that earlier in the game.
Speaking of the second half, Kruger was not the only bright spot as the offense really got it going, especially on the ground, and they had to do so without starter Ben Tate, who left the game prior to half with a knee injury. Insert rookie, third-round pick Terrence West. West carried the ball 16 times for 100 yards in his NFL debut and talked about the success he had on the field against the Steelers.
The game is about stepping up, man. I mean, it's football. People are going to go down, but it's always about the next player stepping up and being prepared for it. And I practice all week about stepping up to the plate, and the results came back to the game.
West, Tate, and fellow rookie Isaiah Crowell certainly made a strong statement about this team's ability to run the football in 2014 as they combined for 30 carries, 183 yards, and two touchdowns. That's averaging over 6 yards a pop. Now it's time for the PNC Bank play of the game. Early in the fourth quarter, the Browns were driving. Brian Hoyer with a play fake to the right, rolls left, stops, and finds Travis Benjamin streaking across the back of the end zone for the 9-yard touchdown to tie the game at 27 for the Browns. That's your PNC Bank play of the game. We'll be back with more here on ClevelandBrowns.com, giving you all you need to know about your Browns this week. And that was your University Hospitals 2-Minute Drill.